A lot of feature films from Alfred Hitchcock's North by Northwest on have had scenes set at the United Nations. None of them were actually filmed there until now, Sidney Pollack's movie The Interpreter. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
The Interpreter is a good film that would very much like to be a better film, but that was not to be. It would be a mistake to devalue the qualities director Sidney Pollack and stars Nicole Kidman and Sean Penn bring to this complex political thriller, but that's not the same as saying it's completely successful. Pollack is a canny veteran whose directing career began 40 years ago. He brings the kind of burnished professionalism to his films that is on the way to becoming one of Hollywood's lost arts. In Kidman and Penn, he has performers who can bring credibility to standard lines and melodramatic situations.
Maybe I should talk to someone else about assigning someone to look after me who's better suited to the job.
My job is not to look after you. It's to look after the man who's been threatened, if there was a threat. My job, as it concerns you, is to investigate you.
So you're not here to offer me any protection whatsoever?
No, ma'am.
The Interpreter is basically a B-picture scenario with A-picture aspirations. Kidman plays an African working as a translator for the UN in New York. In a venerable Hollywood plot device, she accidentally overhears a death threat against an African leader. It's a threat made in the obscure language in which she is an expert. Penn plays the federal agent who has to decide how much to trust her and what to do about it. The collision of Kidman and Penn's characters, guess what? They don't initially get along, is one of the advertised lures of The Interpreter.
Who was that in the park?
It's personal.
No. We're past that. What's his name?
It's not your business.
Is he the one you emailed the night before you decided to report the threat? Where are you? I'm worried about you. Write me, please. I need to know you're okay. Worried why? Because he's involved?
When the script calls for Kidman and Penn to be mutually mistrustful and spar about grief and vengeance, their antipathy is convincing. So much so that their mandated rapprochement is hard to credit. This inability to deliver completely on its aims is one of the drawbacks of The Interpreter. While successful political thrillers like The Bourne Identity concentrate on being the best nail-biters possible, Interpreter sacrifices tension in a flawed attempt to be a serious drama. Still, on the positive side, The Interpreter does have the kind of intelligence and concern with real-world political issues that are also valuable in political melodramas. And now that the United Nations has turned into everyone's favorite punching bag, the film's implicit plea for the organization as the best way to deal with the world's difficulties is impressive. Yes, this could be a better film, but the qualities it does have are rare enough to hold our interest on screen and off.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.